Connie, CONNIE, MNZNMON. 3/12/59. Chief complaint, I have a swelling in my neck. Number one. Number two, left ear pain. Number three, my hearing aids have been giving me trouble. Number four, history of chronic pain on Lyrica per specialist. Number five, history of fatty liver. Number six, increased weight. She has, her weight's gone up from 278 to 84. Next one is history of carotid stenosis. Next one is history of sleep apnea. Next one's under a lot of stress because work wants her to go back to work. Physically, and it's almost with traffic, sometimes a couple of 3 hours away. Next number is leg pain. Next one is palpitation. Next one is family history stroke. Our patient is a 64-year-old woman who is married, has two children. She is a construction manager for a company, and they're talking about her driving back to work. She's very concerned and very upset about that. Meanwhile, her hearing aid on the left side is giving her trouble. It causing some irritation in the ear, and then she noticed some swelling right under the left ear, and it's one of the reasons she's here today, period. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress, by the way, and that does not appear to be septic. Allergy, Demerol, Tramadol, social, last period, 1989, because of hysterectomy. She smokes. We talked about smoking again and again and again. She doesn't use drugs. She doesn't drink alcohol. Surgery, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, fusion and rods in the back. Surgery, GERD, anxiety, depression. Medication. Let's make a medication list. We know she's allergic to Demerol and Tramadol. And then medication. Phenygen in the morning as needed for nausea and vomiting. PRN. Lyrica 75 BID, Protonix and or Prilosec 40 mg once a day, Citalopram 10 mg once a day, Ambien 10 mg a day. So there's your medication list right there. Family history. I'd like to put down that mother died of breast cancer, father died of lung cancer. Mammogram is definitely up to date. Colonoscopy is up to date per patient. Last blood work, cholesterol was 224, triglycerides was 333. AST and LFT were elevated because of fatty liver. This was rechecked today as well. Vitamin D was slightly low. Then today she weighs 284, 96%, 98.5, 16, 76, 135 over 65. Heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, neck shows lymphadenopathy on the left side, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows 1 plus pleural immunological non-focal, left TM is red. Number one, otitis media, was 70 gram now, Keflex 500, 2 POBID, next one is anxiety. Stable and current medication. Next one is continuing with Ambien. 10 milligram, number 30 given. Next one is patient knows not to mix Ambien with any other medication. Next one is no ETOH or drug use. Next number, lymphadenopathy. Next one is left flank pain. Kidneys look normal. I looked at her ultrasound, and then I did a urinalysis, which was also normal, most likely musculoskeletal. Next one is obesity. Next one is fatty liver. Next one is RVH. Next one is history of sleep apnea. Next one is pleural edema multifactorial. Next one is history of fatty liver. Next one is recheck blood work. Next number patient is very interested in losing weight. Next number is we're going to try on Ozempic with metabolic syndrome, sleep apnea, and increased weight after I get her results back. Next number, add vitamin D once a day. Next number is urinalysis. Urinalysis shows trace leukocyte, which could be causing the left flank irritation. The Keflex and the Rosefin should be sufficient. Next one is status post cholecystectomy, some status post hysterectomy. Next one is mammogram is done regularly because of family history of breast cancer. Next number patient was given ample time to ask questions before leaving my office today. Thank you.